Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Joining us now is the Green Bay Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur on Wilde and Tausch.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Matt LaFleur, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach not named Matt? No, I'm sorry.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach named Matt? Matt Damon, Matt Ryan, somebody else.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
Can you repeat that question?
Sorry.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. It will include Wilde and Tausch trivia. I can only presume it will be the sports weekend recap. With game three of the NBA Finals tonight, game three of the Stanley Cup Final. That was a heck of a game. I don't want to give
I was just talking to Jern. He's here. He's ready. We're not even sure we're going to golf because it's been so wet, but I think he's feeling it a little bit. I think he might be a little nervy. And now he's like, you guys really won the championship last year? And then we had to kind of fill him in that he's filling in. You know, because Gurney's the guy I've played more golf with than anybody. So we have been partners for years. He's in, but I just want to make sure he understands that today's business. Today's a business day.
It's a business
Continue.
Trip. When you and Jern play together.
Well, his name's Gurn, but for some reason people sometimes call him Jern. I don't know why.
Okay, what would you to be called?
Well, I call him Jern because his name's Gurn. I don't know if that's
like a gif and a gif.
What?
I don't know if that makes any sense. Nah, it's he's Gurn.
Narrator.
A couple
no,
of people
it makes no sense
him.
Whatsoever.
A couple of people called him Jern because they didn't know who he was. It would there ever be a G that's a J? Like G-E? Who would ever say Jern? I mean, am I
people
crazy
named Jeff with a G?
G-E-R-M is Germ. It's not like it's that far off from that.
Okay. All right. You guys could be right. Maybe I'm off base on this one.
If I may, Jern or Gurn... when you two play together as partners,
yeah,
who generally carries who?
Oh, early in our careers, I would say I was maybe a – and people that are listed, like Hatch knows us both well. If anybody is listed, they'd say I'm nuts to say this. But early on, I would say I probably did. In the last 10 to 12 years, he's been
– How long have you guys been playing together if there was a time where you were carrying him?
20-some-odd years. We've been golfing together.
Do you think Jern or Gurn or Germ would agree that you carried him early in your partnership,
yes,
or do you think he'd disagree?
Yeah, he's gotten markedly better. I've gotten markedly worse.
Oh, okay. That's like George and
we
Wayne.
We golfed around, and I don't want to bore people with golf stories because I know it's like fantasy
but you're
football.
Gonna.
But there have been a few courses that are very nice that have caddies that we've went to, and the caddies have said – he has the sweetest swing that they've ever seen.
Like Ken Griffey Jr.
And he's a right-hander. But he's got a real nice tempo. And people just – and these caddies, I'm telling you, I see it and I'm thinking about it because I've seen it so many times that I – it's like if you have a lake view. You see the lake view every day the first couple of times. Oh, it's beautiful. And you kind of can sometimes get a little bit, oh, it's good. It's nice. So it's always great to get reminded from these caddies about the sweet swing of Mark Gurnetsky. Continue.
Wow. He dropped his real name. He didn't even use a pseudonym.
Yeah.
Great. Good shout out for Gurnetsky.
Yeah. Otherwise known as Jern.
The great one.
Or he is Jern. The great one. That's true.
Or Germ. All right. Tausch, you have been pretty adamant about wanting more fire and brimstone from the Packers when it comes to the Packers-Bears rivalry.
Yes.
We have referenced this clip multiple times over the past several days, but we have never actually played it, I don't think.
You teasing it to tomorrow, or what are you doing?
No, we're going to play it right now.
Oh. Okay.
And I think it's going to irritate you. Get a little irritated. Interesting. Here is Keyshawn Nixon and his view on Packers, Bears, and the rivalry.
Still have a bad taste in your mouth from Chicago?
Yeah, for sure. We'll see them twice a year. They know what's up. We know what's up. That's what it is.
What do you expect when you see them on the field again?
Free smoke. We got to play ball. They got to see us twice a year. I mean, they had a good year last year. It's their first time. It's cool. We'll be ready.
Is that good for the rivalry? Do you hate them?
They hate us more than we hate them. We've been worried about other teams, you know. To worry about them now, though, they're definitely a good football team. They coach well. They play hard. But our process is not the Chicago Bears. That's not our Super Bowl. Our process is to win the North first. So the way we do that, we got to beat them anyway. It's just like Detroit and Minnesota. So our division is going to be up for grabs regardless because of the amount of talent that's in our division, just like the NFC West. I think the NFC is just the more loaded side. So the Bears is not like our thought process of the offseason. Like, who cares?
Do you feel like you let them off the hook? 2 years ago, they had like an 11-game losing streak. Then Jordan Love gets knocked out of the game. Christian Watson goes down. They win. And then what happened twice in December last year? Do you feel like you're letting them off the hook?
I don't necessarily say we let them off the hook, but we didn't finish as a team. So I think our mindset this year is to finish, and that's our goal. I can't really say we let them off the hook. I mean, football is an imperfect game, and the situation that we were dealt with last year was just imperfect. It's just the way football goes.
That video courtesy my buddy Cam at WFRV Channel 5 here in Green Bay. All right, Tausch, this is a classic example of when you get clipped, context matters. Because if you play the entirety of that clip, I don't think that Bears fans should be particularly irritated by it. But if you edit it correctly, whoo boy! You can really make a mountain out of that molehill. How do you view what he said? Because I don't think it meets your threshold for fire and brimstone in this rivalry.
It doesn't have to meet my expectations. What it needs, I don't have an overall problem with his message.
Yeah,
you want to go win a championship. I don't have any problem with that at all. But the problem is that mindset's a little antiquated. Because you want to win the North. Well, who won the North? Who stood in your way? Who embarrassed you? The Bears. So to act as if we're not worried about them, they hate us more, and maybe we should hate them a little bit more. Maybe we shouldn't just look at it as in the, oh, shucks, that's just that team down there. You know, they got lucky last year. No. It's not how it played out. And now you look at this. I hope that the entire team doesn't look at it in the same way as it's just another game on the calendar, because it's not. It wasn't for them, and I think their belief in how they approached it led itself to fruition that they pulled it off because they let that emotion fuel itself. I thought the game at Lambeau, the emotions overtook them and that cost them that game. And even with that said, they competed and almost came back to beat us, if not for a Keyshawn play at the end of the game. So I said it once. I've said it 100 times this offseason. I'll say it again. This is no longer the I own you era. This is not the Aaron Rodgers-led football teams with Mike McCarthy and Matt LaFleur. This is a new era. And this rivalry is red hot again. We'll worry about those little embers lately. We'll do that later. You do that, you're going to end up with a forest fire that leads to finishing third or fourth in your division.
Mm-hmm.
You want to win the division? You got to go through the team that has the division. That's the Chicago Bears. So that was more downplayed than I'd like. I think context does matter, and the fact that the as a Packer member of an organization, you do chase championships. It's not good enough just to beat the Bears and then stink the rest of the season. But the Bears are standing in your way of what your goals are. They're not going to take it lightly. They're not downplaying it. I would hearken heavily against you doing that. But you do you, and we'll see how the results come. But all I know is there should be an amount of passion in that locker room to say what happened last year ain't what this is not a new era. If I'm a Packer, I'm saying, no, that was a blip. We now have to reassert ourselves. But any indications of this is not that big a deal or this isn't, no. And there was more of that. And you're right. There's more of that in there from Keyshawn than I would like.
So is it a sticky wicket, though, for him? Because I don't think you want to downplay the other two teams in the division either, right? Like, I thought he actually kind of towed the line pretty well.
They didn't ask anything about Detroit.
You're right. He was not asked about
that. They asked about the Chicago Bears.
Okay. I guess
and if I'm Keyshawn, I'm sitting there all year. All they're playing are highlights of me getting beat.
Except for the interception that he had. But the Bears aren't playing that one.
Let me tell you something. Nobody cares about that win last year. It meant nothing now. When you look back at it, it was a big win at the time. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's
last time they won
Bears,
a game.
Anybody that's summarizing the Bears-Packers season last year, is anybody bringing that pickup?
No.
Only because it was the last win of the year. If you're doing like a full summary of the season.
It's not the story of this season.
No, not at all.
That's what I asked. No offense.
Well, no, you asked, is anybody bringing it up? And I'm saying, yeah, there is a context where it would be brought up. But
I said within the context of the Bears-Packers season.
Correct.
Nobody is bringing that up. Nobody. You're talking about blowing a game at Soldier and blowing a playoff game. That's your story. Not about holding on for dear life and Keyshawn made a great play. Like, that is that ain't making the medal stand. That might get an honorable mention. So, I don't know. I know there's we've been taught, and because we've had so much success against the Bears, that it's not bigger than life, which I think obviously Ben Johnson and the Bears ownership, the Indiana Bears ownership group is looking at it. There's no doubt that it's been bigger for them. They will hope to get to a point where they don't look at it that way. But when you don't win and it's not yours, and they gut you to take you out of the playoffs, I'd be looking at it a little bit differently.
Very fair. But I don't think it's as you were not happy with Jordan Love's view, which was kind of milquetoast of the rivalry. This is not as egregious as you felt about that. Is that an accurate depiction?
I mean, to me, it was just that's the first time you spoke about it. It was a while after, but it was still very much in his mindset of how the season ended. And, yeah, I probably overreacted, if I'm being honest, about the Jordan Love part of it. But I just think from a Packer fan standpoint, we always want to see and feel, even if it's not there, I want my players to feel how we feel as fans. I know you're not part of that group, but Jesse and I are. And when you downplay it, and I understand you have to stay even keeled, and I get all of that, but you want to at least let us know what happened wasn't acceptable, and it pisses me off. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel that from Jordan. Keyshawn, it's not that I didn't feel that from Keyshawn, but when you say they hate us more than we hate them, I don't want that to be the case.
Yeah, great point. All right, Jesse, we need to play some trivia, and you need to pick last week's winner before we can play.
Uh-oh. Any commentary you'd like to offer on the Chicago Bears for another 30 seconds or so, fellas?
How did you forget?
How much lead time did we give you? We gave you 2 seconds.
I'll be right back.
25 minutes of lead time we gave. There he goes. He just ran out of the room. This is quite an operation we're running.
Jason, you think
we made it to 10 years.
Do you think it matters, the intensity gap? Because there was a monstrous gap last year. I can't imagine the gap's going to be that big this year.
No, I think the gap has closed. Welcome back, Jesse. I think the gap has closed because of what happened last year, but they don't want to say that it has. They like don't want to give the Bears the satisfaction that they care more about them than they used to. That's
as long as that's the case, I'm good with that.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Hey, Jesse.
Yes, Jason.
We should really draw this last week's trivia winner before we take this today's call.
Good idea. I've got my cheese fry helmet right here with all the chips. Thanks again to Andy North for joining us last week. Because he did so, we forgot to draw our winner on Friday in the morning. Congratulations to last week's trivia winner, Travis in Blue Mounds. He played on Wisconsin Geography Wednesday and only got one question right. But you know what?
Wow.
He had a chance in the helmet. Congratulations.
What an upset.
To Travis and Blue Mounds. Big win.
All right. Now we're going to play trivia again in today's category, as is frequently the case on Mondays, the Sports Weekend Recap, presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf. It's 11:26. Let's take caller 26. Caller 26 for trivia. 844-770-3776. A little bit of punishment for Jesse not having the cheese fry helmet ready. Caller 26 at 844-770-3776 plays Wildy and Tausch trivia presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf. Next, stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Couple of quick announcements.
It's unfortunate timing.
I'm glad that Tausch told us more about Jern/Gern, because I always thought, because I don't know him, his last name was like Jernigan. Like there was an NFL defensive tackle, I think, named Timmy Jernigan. So that was, you know, Jern, short for Jernigan or something to that effect. So now that I know the etymology of his name, I feel enlightened. Hopefully, we learn as much from Wildy and Tausch Trivia, presented by Vortex Golf and Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Vortex Golf, rangefinders you can bet on, and by Cousin Subs. Have a grad to celebrate? Purchase $30 in Cousin Subs gift cards and receive a free 7.5-inch sub. Cousin Subs, they believe in better.
Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Chris in Cedarburg. Chris, good morning. How are we doing today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? That's good. That's good. You're doing good. Hey. Everybody's doing good.
Let's play some trivia, shall we? The Sports Weekend Recap is the category. Chris, question one is this. The Stanley Cup Final featured another instant classic between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Vegas Golden Knights on Saturday night. A game that I watched, actually. Very entertaining. In which overtime did Vegas score the game-winning goal to take a 2-1 series lead? Was it in the second overtime, the fourth overtime, or the I'd like to hear Tausch's opinion on hockey overtime?
Well, I've got two sons that played hockey, and it's a big sport in our house, so that would be the second overtime.
Indeed. After the Carolina Hurricanes battled back from down 4-0 to force OT 4-4. By the way, as far as overtimes go, soccer overtime. The Ashwaubenon Jaguars advanced to the regional final with an overtime win. It was scoreless at the end of regulation. They got the first goal and only goal of the game, but then you still have to play the rest of the overtime. So it's kind of like football overtime where you get a chance to score still. All right, question two, Chris, is this. Which horse race took place over the weekend? Was it the Preakness, the Belmont Stakes, or the Breeders' Cup?
I'm going to go with Belmont.
And you're two for
Chris
two.
Chris is on it. Chris is on it.
Question three, Chris.
I don't know who won it.
No, yeah, I don't even know who ran.
Golden Corral won it, right? No?
They have ice cream there, though.
The same horse that won the Kentucky Derby won the Belmont.
I don't remember the horse's name, though. Okay. But I did know that.
No, Chris was half there.
Yeah, Golden something. Or Corral Golden, something.
Golden Tempo.
Oh, Golden Tempo. Yeah, it's a Golden Tempo.
Oh, that's like Gern's golf swing. He's got that Golden Tempo.
Is there any event in sports that goes from being the biggest deal to not even on the radar, like the Belmont Stakes?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say NASCAR with the Daytona and then whatever they call their old Winston Cup Championship. That's what I would say.
I would say WNBA when Caitlin Clark is not playing.
Boy, they've really ruined. The WNBA has really killed that goose, too. That's been a mess.
Daytona, another losing experience. So yeah, far, a winning experience for Chris. Question three is this. Per OptaStats.
Oh, boy.
Jacob...
It's a real thing, Taos. We're good.
I'm sure.
And True Media. Jacob Mizorowski of the Milwaukee Brewers with a 0.20 ERA over his last seven starts is the lowest ERA by a major league pitcher over a seven-start span since which Hall of Fame pitcher had a similar stretch in 1968?
Oh, I heard this on sports.
And if you've been listening to your sports center.
I just heard this on sports center. Yes,
Chris was on it.
He studied.
Your other options
That cannot be said enough.
Ferguson Jenkins and Tom Seaver.
Warren Spahn should have been on there.
Jesse, I'm curious. And Chris, we'll get back to you in a second. I'm just curious, though. Like, you would prefer that Taush and I, during the course of the program, don't give out answers to the trivia questions.
I love that Jesse does this. Though.
And yet
I
in sports this. Centers, you have given this answer three times.
It's too good of a nugget not to say it in the sports center updates at the top of each hour.
Jesse, I couldn't be more in agreement. It shows people that are listening get rewarded, and it is a great nugget.
They changed the height of the mound after Bob Gibson's 1968 season.
I love that you get into that. That's cute. I like that. But it's great that Chris heard that or knew it, whatever it was. I love it. I think it's great.
Now, Taush, I get a little credit because I knew all three. I didn't hear you guys say it, but... The interesting thing about Miz, if I can be a fake sportscaster guy here, is they did an analysis.
Take us
on
to break
how far
when you're
he
done,
reaches
too,
off the rubber.
Yep.
It adds 2.5 to 3 miles per hour perceived on his throws because he's that much stretched closer to the home plate.
Is that right? Wow.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
So they might make a rule that changes that, and it'll be
what are they going to say?
The 2026 version
stride?
Of Bob Gibson.
No,
they're going to change like
that. And I do want to thank.
Yeah.
I do want to thank Jesse because most times that I'm on, he gives me the most impossible questions that Taush and Jason apologize for. Today were three softballs.
Ooh, so softballs. You. Chris, why don't tease us? Can you tease us out to Wonelli too? Because you've crushed it. This has been a fantastic performance. Matter of fact, Jesse, give him another entry. I know you can.
Nope.
You should.
Nope.
For doing all that.
Same
if you
rules
want,
in 10 years.
Chris, if you don't want to, but you can tease
well, I'll
us
tell
out
you what,
with Wonelli.
I've got a I've got a half hour left in my lunch, and what I'm looking most forward to is our first week installment of Whoa, Nelly!
Next. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tash.
Almost crushed that. That was a very enthusiastic. Let's go. Hold up. He still has a half hour left. Chris, one more time, because your enthusiasm was great.
Yeah. And then just, we just got to finish the break. Tease.
Finish it off.
We're going to go into break, but first we need a little word about from Mark Tauscher about those great windows he got put in from
Bella Windows. That is fantastic. Chris, you crushed it, as always. We will get to Whoa, Nelly, and I'll be disappointed if Jesse doesn't bring something up, some party thing that happened at his big to-do. I'm hoping there's a social setting that we maybe could get into. We'll do that in Whoa, Nelly, and we'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Very curious to know what Tausch was referring to at Jesse's soiree that neither he nor I attended. Time now for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
The soiree that Tausch is referring to, the AmFam Championship second annual Jesse Nelson Friday after party, where members of our ESPN Madison team stopped by my house. We had a little cookout, some drinks in the backyard.
Why does your name have to be in the title?
Well, because it's at my house.
If it was isn't at, that just a location?
If it was at Carly's house, it would be Carly's second annual AmFam Championship after party.
I think it's smart, Jesse. Yeah. Absolutely.
That way, and by being in the title, then everybody knows where the party is and what to expect. It. That's fair. Yep. Where does this show stand on the Irish goodbye?
Love it.
Because
do it all the time.
Very easy, the setup with us all being in the backyard and then people going inside to get food or beverages that were in the cooler indoors. Very easy setup for someone to just kind of walk up and you think they're coming back and all of a sudden they're gone. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but one person may have gotten away with the Irish goodbye from the party on Friday night.
What are your bathroom rules at this?
Well, I asked you a question first. Don't answer my question
with your
own question.
I hate it when somebody does that.
What do you mean? That's how this show goes.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What are my bathroom rules?
You know what I mean. Don't make me get graphic with you. You're serving undercooked sausage.
The sausage was perfectly cooked.
Not what I
perfectly
heard.
Riley asked if he got food poisoning because he thought he got food poisoning if anyone else did. No one else did. It was only Riley, and I'm sure it didn't have anything to do with anything else that he was dabbling in on Friday night at the second annual Jesse Nelson Friday AmFam Championship after party.
What happened? You met love? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as far as Irish goodbyes, I don't have any problem with it. There's a whole shtick about Midwest goodbyes and how it takes a long time. My wife is I'll have to mute myself as we're going.
Perfect.
You go ahead. Go well.
I just would like to know, for someone who is giving some of us a hard time for not attending, you're complaining about how people say goodbye. You're complaining about attendance. You're complaining about someone who said they would come and then didn't come. You're complaining about someone complaining about the undercooked sausage you fed them. Sounds to me like a lot of people who are coming to your soiree then get criticized for their questionable, in your mind, behavior.
For the record, Tausch, you're muted. Give us a thumbs up if you're ready to jump in at any point here. there he goes. Okay. I think I'm justified in complaining that Kyle Wallace RSVP'd that yes, he would be there and then didn't give any type of heads up that he wouldn't come. I think that's incredibly appropriate of me to be upset about.
Did you make extra
very,
brats?
Just so there's announcements going very IPT by Kyle. Go ahead.
There you go. Thanks, Tosh.
Go ahead.
Because you go out, you plan the amount of food you're going to have, you plan the amount of drinks you want to purchase, all based on what you expect the attendance to be. If someone says they're going to be there, then you...
Today, publicly.
You can't just keep chiming in when you say, go ahead, I'm turning you off every time because you got announcements going on.
Kyle needs to apologize. I got my thumbs up, though, too. Now, that doesn't... trumps the mute. Oh, my thumbs up. Look at that. I had a thumbs up on the screen. Look at that. Kyle needs to apologize to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, he did, kind of. It was a very empty apology yesterday on Sunday Karma.
No, on his show, he needs to.
Today, on Kyle and Brust, we need a formal, actual apology.
He did not
apology.
Really apologize yesterday on Sunday Karma.
No, he didn't. No, we need a real good apology. That'd be nice to hear from my guy,
again,
Kyle.
Again, now you're criticizing apologies,
well,
too.
Well, I mean, it's just...
Why would anyone go to your house?
And just be a decent person, and you'll be justified. You know, it's fine. Riley accusing me of undercooking a brat when nobody else had any issues. He's just looking for someone to blame except himself for maybe some of the poor choices he made on Friday night.
And now you're critiquing his behavior.
I also think I'd rather you not show up than to critique and besmirch my cooking.
You're the same guy who doesn't let his own wife cook in her own kitchen.
Now he can't talk.
That's how you viewed her cooking, too. All right, Tausch needs to go play golf.
And for the record, I had no issue with the Irish goodbye. I'm a fan of the Irish goodbye. I think a lot of times it's difficult to get out of a setting. And so if everybody's in the backyard, you have a very easy out to just walk up and act like you're going to get a dessert bar or something, and you end up hitting the door and leaving. It's not like a bunch of people you only see once a year where you want to make a big formal goodbye. These are all people we're going to see at work on Monday or the next couple of days out at the AmFam Championship. Go for it. I'm all for it.
All right, Tausch is going to go play some golf. Thumbs up, thumbs down, deuces B. We'll wrap things up with the clip of the day. Next, it's Will D. Tausch.
It's the summer of suspense for Giannis and the Bucks.
Sources tell me the Milwaukee Bucks are fully open for business on trades and offers around Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Follow along right here on Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
Not sure about this new tradition, but nevertheless, time now to look back on our clip of the day.
We're looking forward to a great year, as always. I think this time of the season is, you know, very exciting. Obviously, we get back together as a team and continue to keep building upon the year before, and you know, I'm very excited. I think we got a lot of talent on this team like we've had, and we're adding a lot of new faces with this rookie class, so I'm excited. The guys are hungry. We're putting in the work right now, and obviously it's really early. We're not really doing much besides being in helmets and kind of doing some light drill work. So I know when we get back for training camp, guys are going to be hungry and ready to go and ready to attack the season. And obviously the schedule just came out recently, so you know, we got a really good test ahead of us this season, playing some really good teams. But I'm excited for the challenge.
I don't know how long that was, but there were four variations of I'm excited.
About one every 10 seconds we would average there then.
So Jordan Love's excited. I'm excited. Tomorrow will be Packers mandatory minicamp. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Matt LaFleur saying he's going to take like kind of an in-season approach. So even though tomorrow's Tuesday, it'll be like a Wednesday during an in-season Wednesday and then a Thursday and a Friday approach. So we look forward to that. We'll have full coverage, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.